If a simple treatment could save your life, why would anyone not take it? Thousands of people with diabetes fail to stick to their treatment plan.
I resisted it until it put me in the hospital.
More than half of those on insulin admit to intentionally skipping injections.
I was worried about side effects from the insulin, especially gaining weight.
Avoiding treatment can result in serious complications.
I didn't believe insulin really was going to help me.
The irony is that diabetes is a very manageable condition.
I've had trouble planning my life around my diabetes treatment.
Yet not even 1 in 10 people with diabetes manages their care properly.
My treatment was too complicated and became a hassle.
These 5 people have all struggled with adherence to their treatment plan. Each faces different obstacles, but each is also finding real-life solutions to overcome them.
I produce fashion shoots, fashion shows, so I pull wardrobe, select models, design the set, and direct the photo shoots and shows.
Reese Randall is managing editor of Pittsburgh Magazine. Fashion writing is her specialty.
I manage the style pages where I look at clothing and edit products down and write about those things each month. It's fun. It's very creative. I enjoy it. But family is the most important thing.
At age 35, Reese and her husband Marvin have 2 children. 10-year-old Marissa and 4-year-old Miles.
We love to go to the library, go to the park, and read stories together.
It was soon after Marissa was born that Reese found out she had diabetes.
When I was diagnosed with diabetes, with type 2 diabetes, it was completely a shock.
Reese was devastated. She lived a pretty healthy lifestyle. So for her to be diagnosed as a diabetic was very traumatic for her.
Reese is among the nearly 10% of the world's population with diabetes.
Diabetes has assumed epidemic proportions worldwide, and the United States is no exception. We have 24 million people with diabetes in this country.
Dr. Helena Rodbard is past president of the American College of Endocrinology and the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists.
Every day, 4,368 people are diagnosed with diabetes. So while people are watching this program, in the next hour, 200 more people in the United States will be diagnosed with diabetes. It's really dramatic.
While there is no cure for diabetes, it is manageable through medication, diet, and exercise. But that management must be self-administered. Left untreated, diabetes can lead to serious complications or even death. Like many others, Reese has had trouble managing her treatment.
When I found out I had diabetes, I was in denial, and I still am. There was a piece of me that was over. Life was over for me. And I didn't want to have to worry about what I should be eating, what I shouldn't be eating. I didn't want to have to worry about taking medication.
Reese reacted as if her fate was sealed. She didn't alter her diet. She was lax in taking her medication.
I missed a few doses, you know. I slacked on that as well, truth be told.
And she started losing weight rapidly. But she liked the way she looked and had little motivation to change.
I really didn't have an incentive to be on a strict regimen because I was losing weight, and to me I equated being smaller with looking better and then having the image of being healthier. So I had dropped from a size 12, 14 to down to a size 4.2, and it was, I'm ashamed to say, a great feeling for me.
Reese's lack of motivation was a major obstacle to treating her diabetes.
She was feeling really good about herself because her body changed but it didn't change because she was actually doing something about it. It was a result of the diabetes.
Reese also had a second obstacle to adherence, low expectations of how effective insulin would be.
I probably had zero expectations about my treatment.
Reese's obstacles, low motivation, and low expectations of insulin are just two of many reasons people with diabetes don't adhere to their treatment. Others include a lack of confidence the treatment will work, anxiety over potential side effects of taking insulin, difficulty planning life around treatment, and feeling overwhelmed by a challenging drug regimen.
Non-adherence is the major problem both in type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
Reese's endocrinologist is Dr. Vijay Ball of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center.
Only 30% of the diabetic population is at goal. Unfortunately, as you're postponing your insulin therapy, the complications are setting in. They are silent complications. You may not be feeling a whole lot, but the blood vessels in the kidney, in the eye, the legs, in the heart, in the brain, they are all gradually closing.
The reason? In people with diabetes, the body doesn't properly process food, leaving sugar levels in the bloodstream too high. Normally, the body breaks down food into sugar or glucose, which enters the bloodstream. The pancreas responds to the rise of glucose in the bloodstream by producing the natural hormone insulin. Insulin is the key to the body's cells accepting glucose to be used as energy.
There is overproduction of glucose and underutilization of glucose. And basically, the final end product is an individual does not produce enough insulin.
In type 1 diabetes, the body doesn't produce enough insulin to allow glucose to enter the cells, so glucose builds up in the bloodstream. In type 2 diabetes, more insulin is required because the cells become resistant to it. Without enough insulin, glucose builds up in the bloodstream, commonly referred to as high blood sugar.
People who are compliant with their diet, compliant with exercise, compliant with injections, have significantly superior control than patients who are non-compliant.
Reese's non-adherence left her diabetes in poor control. Her blood sugar levels continued to be 2 to 3 times higher than normal, and her hemoglobin A1C, which measures average glucose levels over a few months, was about twice what it should be. Below 6.5 or 7% is considered under control.
How have you been?
Reese came to me and said that she had diabetes for about a year, but I think her control was not optimal, so she was seeking advice on how to improve her control.
But against her doctor's advice, she refused to take insulin.
She had no motivation at that time for insulin use at all, and she was fearful that the insulin therapy for her will not work. Her anxiety about the treatment played a major role in her being non-compliant.
I went between being defiant of the regimen and just ignoring it.
Ignoring her regimen finally caught up with her in 2005.
I was feeling really, really, really sluggish.
Her blood sugar hit near fatal levels, and her body was shutting down. It was a crisis that not only threatened Reese's life, but changed it forever.
I couldn't talk. I couldn't look up. My head was hanging. I just was barely making it.
I knew that she wasn't feeling well early part of that day. I didn't really think anything of it. Thought it was the flu.
Okay, let's go.
Well, next thing I remember, I was in the ER being admitted. I felt like I was on my deathbed.
It was a very scary moment for our family.
When I finally came to, the doctor told me that if I had waited even 3 more hours, I would have died. And that's when it hit me how terrible I had been toward my body and with the disease and how negligent I had been.
Her non-adherence almost cost Reese her life, but it was a turning point for her accepting insulin.
It was a humongous wake-up call, and I know that my time of being irresponsible is actually coming to an end.
But Reese soon learned she had more adherence obstacles to overcome.
The impact of diabetes in society is overwhelming, especially now considering the number of people that are at risk for diabetes. Right now, diabetes is the seventh leading cause of death in this country. In addition, it's a very expensive disease, both from the financial point of view as well as the impact that it has on people's lives.